The Secret began as a documentary made by Australian TV producer Rhonda Byrne, which she then followed with a book of the same name. First, I'll let the secret out of the bag if you haven't already heard what it is, and chances are you have. It's the law of attraction, an idea that has been around for a long time, which posits the concept that you can reach any goal, acquire anything you want, and attain perfect health by thinking positive thoughts about whatever your heart desires. Like attracts like. By thinking negatively, you attract the negativity to you. Think positively about a desire, and you attract that. It's actually not quite that simple, as we'll learn. But for the moment, let's stick with the 101 definition. On March 2nd, 2007, the publisher of The Secret, Atria Books / Beyond Words Publishing, announced that it had ordered another print run of the book. Nothing new for books that sit on national bestseller lists for several weeks. What astonished the industry was the number of books being printed, 2 million. This was reported to be the largest single reprint in the history of Simon & Schuster, the book's distributor and owner of the Atria imprint. It was certainly unheard of for Beyond Words, the small press that acquired the book. The new print run brought the official number in print in the United States to 3.75 million. In addition, the audio version of the book and the DVD version of the film also sit on top of the bestseller lists. Extending the reach of The Secret even more, publishers in 20 countries have bought rights to the book. Google The Secret and 264 million entries come up. Among them are websites of hundreds of life coaches, spiritual gurus, and alternative medicine practitioners who advertise secret seminars, sessions, and advice, often using the same typeface and logo that adorns the book and movie packaging. Bloggers dissect the messages in the film and book. Scores of supporters and detractors from all over the country, if not the world, post online testimonials to The Secret's power, as well as criticisms of what some say is its problematic focus on materialism. Established newspapers, magazines, and television shows, ranging from The Wall Street Journal to Newsweek, Oprah, Larry King Live, Fox and Friends, and even the serious news-oriented Nightline have done pieces on the book. A search of LexisNexis, the online archive of newspaper and magazine content, shows that more than 150 articles, both pro and con, have been written about The Secret in newspapers and magazines since its publication in November 2006. Blogger Russell Portwood wrote an online exposé of The Secret as a way of marketing his own success products, www.zweber.com/thesecret/exposed.pdf. Several book publishers are putting out their own law of attraction manuals, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. All this attention adds up to a worldwide phenomenon. So, what's all the fuss about? That's the question I set out to answer, and the result is this audiobook. When something stirs the masses, it's not trivial. It means something. During my undergraduate days as an anthropology student in the late 1970s, and as a film studies student in graduate school in the early 1980s, studying pop culture in an academic setting was de rigueur. I learned to appreciate the comings and goings of trends without feeling above them. I'm not, and neither are you. Take a closer look at a singular event, such as the ballyhoo surrounding The Secret, and you get a better understanding of the world you live in, and of yourself, for that matter. That has certainly been my experience working on this audiobook, and I hope it is yours in listening to it. For example, I recited the mantra, "This pencil skirt will zip up 20 to 30 times before heading to my closet." Is this the real reason my ridiculously narrow Jill Sanders skirt fits me? Or is it because I have been literally working my butt off on the elliptical machine at the Y? Regardless, I will never put that skirt on without first going through my positive thinking paces, lest my thighs bust the delicate seams. My skirt experiment is one reason why my intention is not to debunk The Secret or put it down in any way, nor is it to sing its praises and encourage everyone to drop what they're doing and start visualizing the riches we all doubtless deserve. There are some very smart, decent people on both sides of the secrets argument, and I will let several share fascinating, useful insights here. I've approached my inquiry in a sober-minded, respectful fashion, but let's face it, no line of questioning that walks the fine line between reality and the paranormal can be approached without some humor.